Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now on the telephone is our friend and founding member of the legendary band Little Feat, Bill Payne. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And we are super excited because Little Feat has a brand new album coming out. And it's called Strike Up the Band. Really looking forward to it. Comes out on May 9th. And it's chock filled with some really amazing music. Bill, you knocked it out of the park. It's a great record.
Thank you. Yeah, we all feel really good about it. Working with Vance Powell was just, couldn't have gone any better. Vance works with Fish, of course, and with Chris Stapleton. He's, on and on. I mean, the guy's amazing. So he and I produced it. Scott Gerard was involved in producing some tracks as well. From coming from Sam's place, Rick, where it was all blues material, and I think one song was written by a couple of the guys of the band. This is 13 new songs and all Little Feat music. So
Bill, have you been working on these songs for some time, or did this all just come up? You decided to go into the studio, needed some new music, and went in with new stuff, or had this come about?
It's the Robert Hunter song. It's called Bluegrass Pines.
Yeah.
That's been around for a long time. In fact, when I was with Leftover Salmon, that's 8 years ago,
wow.
I think. That song was written back then.
Huh.
And when we recorded it with Leftover. But Vince Herman and I, we wrote a song as well in and around that time. It's called When New Orleans Cries When She Sings.
Mm.
A couple of the newer songs, at least for me, were with Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke, called Bayou Mama, and John Leventhal, When Hearts Fall.
Oh, wow.
Some really good stuff. And Sherrard came in with, I think some of his songs might have been a little older as well. So we knew from the get-go when we first put the band back together in 2020, and then COVID hit. It was like, all right, now we'll hide under the rocks like everybody else. And in 2021, when we finally got together and met Tony Leone, for example, our drummer, just to make sure everything was copacetic, even at that time, we knew that eventually we'd be going into the studio to make a new record. None of us felt like, we got to go out and play, prove ourselves playing Dixie Chicken. I mean, we love the song. Love all the older stuff. I mean, in fact, I'm writing a book about my career and how it's been developed over God, going back to the Wayback Machine on that. But I hope to have it out next year.
That'll be cool because it'll be great to read some insider stories of all the artists and bands you've played with and your career. I mean, you've had some amazing, spectacular events that have happened prior. And, you have many more in the future to come. But still, it would be great to read about, some of these events and your work with some of the, greatest guitar players as well on earth, and another great drummer, Richie Haywood. And I just saw online a tribute that you did to Lowell George, whose 80th birthday just passed, and it moved me, Bill. It was really heartfelt and absolutely 100% accurate to the way I feel about your music and Lowell George. I didn't know him like you did, so you gave me a little insight into the man besides his music, and it was a really cool tribute, and I loved it, and it gave me a little bit more perspective on Lowell George, not just a monster slide player, but as a sensitive, well-rounded human who cared about people.
Yeah, I think the one word that one person, I looked at a couple of people's responses to it, and I chose the word vulnerable. to describe him too. And you know, in writing this book, it was the thing I didn't want to do was denigrate Lowell. I mean, we all know how he died, and you put him in a hat like Beatnik poetry and choose people's names out of it, and you've got Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, you know, Brian Jones, Jim Morrison, on up and down, later Jerry Garcia. They all died, John Belushi, they all died the same way, an overindulgence. But that doesn't define who they were.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to define Lowell George in that manner either. He's a brilliant songwriter, could play beautifully. I mean, I had a long talk with Greg Allman about some of this some years back when I was playing with the Doobie Brothers. And and his brother, you know,
he
played slide guitar. We did a concert with the Allman Brothers and at the Summit, I think it was called. And Lowell was just starting to play slide.
Wow.
And Dwayne was already, you know, he had mastered the instrument a while back. So I told Greg, I said, you know, that evening, I thought Dwayne was just incredible. I mean, Lowell was getting there, and then he was incredible too later on. But but Dwayne really set the really high bar.
Did that give Lowell a little kick in the pants and inspire him?
No, I don't know if it did or not. I never asked him about it, but I don't doubt that it did. I mean, although they had different styles, so there was that, of course. But you know, Lowell, like most of us, I mean, musicians are they're an odd lot. I mean, we can be very competitive with one another, and we can also be very magnanimous towards one another. It just depends, you know, the territorial thing, I kind of laugh off most times because it's just, you know, schoolyard stuff. But overwhelming stuff that I run into is one more of like, hey, handshakes and embraces and rather than, hey, this is my area, stay out, that kind of thing.
Well, hey, Billy, let's take it back to the great album, Strike Up the Band. I was really taken by the song Bayou Mama. I think you did an amazing job on that. Your singing, the playing is great. Really wonderful job. Yeah. Love that tune. And Bluegrass Pines, you invited Molly Tuttle and Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams to join on the song as well.
Yeah, Molly, it's my first time working with her, and I warned her, I guess. I said, okay, so it's Bluegrass Pines, but it's not a bluegrass song.
Yeah.
And she just, boy, she knocked it, as you said, knocked it out of the park as well. It was, and Larry and Teresa, dear friends of mine. And in fact, I used to have a commemorative room at their house in Bearsville, I guess. But they, I mean, I've been singing for a long, long time, but I got to say that they're the two people that when I started singing that tune and other songs with them, the blend was so good. And I actually started thinking of myself as a singer. I know it's weird to say that after having sung Time Loves a Hero and Oh Atlanta and all the rest of it. But there's a point where, you know, you actually kind of go, oh, yeah. If I sound good with these guys, I must be singing.
Well, I've been a fan of yours for many years, Billy. And your singing is expressive and dynamic and really gets the point across. So I consider you a singer and as one of the voices of the legendary Little Feat. Now, Strike Up the Band comes out on May 9th. You're going out on the road. You're going to be supporting it. You're doing a whole bunch of shows. So that's super exciting. You're going to be on the Alive in 25 tour with Tedeschi Trucks Band, a couple of shows. And what else is going on, Billy?
Well, we got a, there's also a crew, a couple of cruises. One is on the West Coast from Seattle going up to Alaska, which I think it's a Joe Bonamassa cruise. That's, I believe it's sold out.
Wow.
I wanted to take that trip for a while, so I'm happy we're doing that.
Yeah, that's cool. Working vacation.
Working vacation, and then 2026 we're doing something. I think it's the New Orleans stuff again, which was the Big Easy cruise. That was fun.
Cool.
But yeah, there's
lots
there's innumerable
of good stuff.
Things
yeah.
going on with the band and concerts and interviews, and this is a great one for me. I mean, you've been around with us for a long time, and very much appreciated, man. I mean, this is I don't take any of this stuff for granted. And writing that piece on Lowell, at the very end of it, I gave a special thanks to John Baxter, and I'll tell your listeners that John Baxter, he's one of my, I have two editors on the book I'm writing. Gary Bays is a dear, dear friend of mine, and we've been working together for God 20 some odd years. But John is new to the scene. The Regalo Press are the people that are going to put out the book, and Gretchen Young is the owner, I guess, and our publisher. And she brought me John Baxter, who's a wonderful, wonderful editor. He's written books on Walt Disney and others, and he's edited a lot of books.
Wow.
But I brought him in because I had this piece on Lowell, and it was about four paragraphs, I guess, and he helped solidify the very top of it, because I confused him at one point saying that, you know, over the years, the awareness of Lowell has gone up and down. You know, I mean, in terms of how people celebrate his birthday or even know who he is. And he wasn't quite sure what I was getting at. So I dug deeper to do it, and then he helped arrange a couple of words, which really brought it into perspective. But the truth is that when you're around for 55, 56 years now, that's a lot of generations to reach and to stay in front of. And we're not always there. So interviews like this put us back in front of people. And when you put us back in front of people, which is, say, Strike Up the Band, which is the latest record with Scott Gerard and Tony Leone and Sam Clayton, Kenny Grattan, Fred Tackett, you're also, by virtue of the name Little Feet, you're putting Lowell George, Richie Hayward, Paul Brer in people's minds as well. And that's a continuum, a legacy that's involved, which is really important. Not a lot of bands have
that. Speaking of legacies, Billy, I am going to get people together and put a petition in. I don't know why Little Feet is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's a shame the way I look at it, and you should be. I mean, you're one of the greatest American bands, super influential. And you keep on putting out essential music. Strike Up the Band is, well, I saw somebody else wrote maybe the finest thing, and it could be you, Billy, since Let It Roll, and that this is like a new reintroduction to folks about Little Feet, especially with Tony Leone and Scott Gerard in the band with some new blood. This is a great, important time in Little Feet's history. So nothing but the best to you and the band, Billy.
Oh, thank you, Rick, man. I appreciate that. And, again, some years back, I thought, if we make it, great. If we don't, it's okay, too. I don't believe that anymore. I think we should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to call it that.
Yeah.
I'm not denigrating anything or anybody that's in there already or who's going to go in the future. That's fine. I mean, look, it's an elastic proposition at best. But Little Feet deserves to be in there. And because of just what I said, it's when we began the group in 1969, it was not Lowell and I kept a very open mind about it. As to what did we need and when did we need it? Do we need horns? Do we need another guitar player? Do we need somebody to augment the keyboards at some point? any and all of that. I mean, that's why Gordon DeWitty played on Spanish Moon, a wonderful keyboardist that worked with Sam and Kenny and Delaney and Bonnie, for example. We brought in Paul Barrere because Richie and I thought Lowell needed some help. He had an accident with a model airplane that the engine flew off and nearly took his face off. He put his hand up there, thankfully. And, you know, that's been the joy and the sadness of writing this book. I mean, you know, you get the good times, but you get everything when you... Yeah. When you sit down and reevaluate your life, you kind of go, "Oh my gosh!" You don't have to share everything. That's the prerogative of a writer. I don't want to whitewash it either. So
yeah.
I'm telling the truth, but there's ways to tell the story without hammering down on some things that are best left.
Unsaid.
Either unsaid or not articulated.
Well, Billy, I can't wait for the future to read your whole history and story. You're a fascinating individual. You're a musical genius in my mind. And as we discussed, a great singer. So keep up the good work, Billy.
Rick, thanks. And listen, I'm going to add $25 to the $25 I already promised you for saying those kind words. $50.
Fantastic. Yeah, well folks, pick up Sam's Place. It was their prior album, nominated for a Grammy Award. And very soon, save your money up and get the brand new album, Strike Up the Band. You will be delighted. And there are some amazing tunes on there, including the fun and brand new single, Too High to Cut My Hair, which is a funny story in itself. There are some great tunes. Disappearing Ink, I totally enjoy that one. And you mentioned in this conversation, New Orleans Cries When She Sings. That's a beautiful song. Starts out, builds up. It's a powerful song. There's some amazing music on this album. So thank you, and I can't wait to share it with the people.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Well, all the best, Billy. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Our guest this morning, Bill Payne of Little Feet. Catch them on tour and pick up the new album, Strike Up the Band. Billy, we'll catch up with you sometime in the future.
Okay. I sure hope so, man. It'll be good to see you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.